Today's episode is brought to you by DB. DB is a Scandinavian brand that makes backpacks and bags to help people on the move stay ready for anything. From the streets to peaks, DB's gear is travel tested by some of the best world athletes, adventurers, and creators. Over the past decade, DB has designed and developed, released, and refined the best bags in the market. With DB's patented hookup system, you are able to attach smaller products to your backpack, roller, or tote. We are teaming up with DB to exclusively offer our listeners 10% off your next purchase by using the code POD10 or going to the link in our show notes. DB, it's time to move on and time to get going. Hey guys, so welcome back to Wild and Basic. So today is going to be another solo episode, and we have some in-person recording ones coming up. Just very hard to, you know, put together, but they are coming up. We will see how long that's going to take me to edit those and how that will be and how easy going to be. I have no idea. So I'm not making promises, but they are happening. They are in the works. Okay, so today's topic is actually going to be more about social media and some of the things that I not like realized just now, but I feel like there are some really, really good examples that I wanted to mention. And I feel like this could be like some of the segments that I do nowadays, you know, here and there. You know, last time when I was talking about Call Her Daddy, you know, how Alex Cooper got her $60 million deal, or, you know, the times with Kardashians, you know, documentary and everything. I feel like it's good to just analyze things once in a while, as I feel like I've talked about social media quite a bit on this podcast. So in this specific one, I want to talk about actually this TikTok girl. She's really popular on TikTok. And the interesting thing is, she's popular because, like, not because like she's been showing her body or doing something so extreme in any way possible. So she really grew it very organically and in some sort of actually good content, a decent content. And that's why I actually want to talk about it in a bit. We're just going to get into it. And I'm also going to be comparing with Clubhouse. I feel like this is going to be so, so relevant and something that we should really talk about. I don't want to spill so much, but we're going to get into it in a bit. So before that, let's talk a little bit update. So I think last time I was talking so much about the weather, like weather is getting cold and everything. But today I'm just like keep thinking about like how am I gonna get through the days, like just like I don't know, like because I feel like, you know, the days are getting shorter and everything. Well, it's happening, you know, like it's about to happen at one point. But other thing is like I'm just like how am I gonna keep myself like motivated, because I feel like maybe this is like my problem, I guess, me problem more. I feel like ever since the weather has been changing, or ever since maybe the summer has ended, my motivation to do things has been like, I don't know, it just has gone down the drain. Like it has been so almost like nothing, like no motivation to do anything. I don't know. Honestly, people were also saying, I literally did a TikTok live today about Mercury in retrograde. And how things are not working out for me for the past 2 weeks or so. And I don't know, some people were like, yeah, it's the same for me, and some people were like, no, life is good, like I'm fine. So maybe it's me, maybe it's just me problem. Anyways, I'm just saying the motivation has been zero. But I also have been seeing like tweets and memes about like Mercury is still in retrograde, and I think it's gonna end soon, like in a couple of days or maybe a week, I think. They're like, stay strong. I don't know if it is about Mercury in retrograde, but it might be about seasonal depression. I also posted about this on TikTok that here comes the seasonal depression, and it is happening. It is seriously happening on the plus side, well, an actual plus side, but I feel like on the things that you could do that when you don't feel productive, when you don't feel productive, but I also don't feel like doing anything, I would recommend you watch this Netflix series. You already know, you have probably seen it. Maybe not seen it, but you have definitely heard of it for sure. Squid Game. This Squid Game, it is. I know, it sounds so strange, but definitely watch it. It has nothing to do with squids. I mean, the shape it is, that's why it's named Squid Game, but it has nothing to do with, like, squid itself. So, it's not gross. Definitely would recommend watching it. I mean, if you don't have anything else to do and kind of feel like you want to watch something cool. Because I feel like it's, like, everywhere. People are doing Squid Game and Mr. Beast saying, like, oh, if you get 10 million likes, if he gets 10 million likes, he will do Squid Game in real life. I even saw this, like, alarm clock of Squid Game. Okay, I'm not going to spoil for people who haven't seen it. Anyways, I would just recommend watching it. It is pretty good. It is very, like, similar replicas of things that you have probably seen, like Hunger Games or Maze Runner, stuff like that. But the imagery and visuals aren't as, you know, great. You know, it's not like, it's because it's not a film, you know, it's a TV show. So, but the concept is great. Concept is definitely good. But again, it's not like super, super original, but it's a great concept. So, would definitely recommend it if you have nothing else to do and you feel like being if you don't want to feel like you are left out that people are talking about Squid Game, definitely watch it. There's definitely a lot of blood in the first episode, but then it goes less, or then you get used to it. I don't know, honestly. Anyways, I feel like I'm already spoiling too much. I would just recommend watching it. And other thing I would recommend watching it, since I'm talking about Netflix shows, this is not a Netflix show, but this is a show of Selena Gomez. Oh my God, what am I saying? Selena Gomez, and it's called Only Murders in the Building. It's a pretty good one. It's actually about podcasting, like murder podcast. It's pretty cool. I feel like, how come I never thought of this murder podcast? But then I feel like, why would I want to be get involved in the real life murder and talk about it on my podcast? Like, I don't want to be a victim, so it's good that I didn't do it. Anyways, I feel like that would be interesting to listen to, though. Like, I don't know why I don't. Like, I feel like I would love it, but I feel like maybe I'm a visual person, that's why I wouldn't listen to it. Because I love horror, I love scary, and I love murder stuff, so. But I don't know if I would want to listen to it. Anyways, I'm just saying it's a really good series as well, so definitely watch it. I'm just recommending these because I just feel like, you know, as cold days are coming up, there's going to be a lot of days, a lot of times that you are not going to want to go outside or do anything besides, you know, working. So you might want to catch up on these shows or just watch these shows so they're still available. I think one last one I'm going to mention, I'm not sure if it is good, but Nina Dobrev is in it and it's going to come out soon. Oh my God, I just forgot the name. It's not, she has a movie. She just wrapped up. It's called Reunion, but she just launched another. Well, there's just another one that's coming up this month. I just forgot the name, but I'm pretty sure if you just type Nina Dobrev, you're going to see it. It's going to be on Netflix. Okay, one last one. This one is so good. Very to do with murder and shit. If you guys know You, the series on Netflix, they are doing the season 3 and it's dropping this Friday, so you are welcome. So what I would recommend for you, I'm a terrible person, I give terrible advice. Oh my God, don't go outside this weekend and watch these series. Like, You is dropping, so all you need this weekend is popcorn, food, cuddle buddy if you have one, or if you can't find one, then get to work. Okay, that's the update today. That's all I can say. Because rest of the things that I don't want to talk about, that's like to do with me in real life and things not working out, and I don't feel like talking about it. I feel like maybe I would open up as a guest or something at one point. Maybe, guys, maybe. Anyways, I want to keep this episode very lighthearted and somewhat, I guess, funny. I will try to be, I guess. But I don't want to make it super serious because I feel like last couple episodes I have been going like intense. So I want this one to be a little bit lighthearted. So I don't know. But I will also keep it educational so you guys can also learn something. I'm gonna put my marketing and business degree in use for this episode. So let's talk about Emily Mariko. So that's this girl's name. She's from San Francisco. Well, she lives in Bay Area, right? So if you don't know her, she's essentially this girl who's posting her meals on TikTok, literally just her meals, like her making stuff on TikTok, and she's gone viral. Like she's been getting millions of views. And interesting thing is that people thought like she just went overnight, but I did check her YouTube video. I mean, her not YouTube videos, her TikTok videos, and she's been making this kind of content for like a while. Like it hasn't been, that's like it hasn't been like it didn't just happen overnight and just picked up. I just want to mention that first thing when we analyze it. I feel like people talk about, overnight success or whatever, viral, being viral, going viral. But this is more about the consistency. I feel like she's been definitely keeping up with her content. But there are also so many things with her content that it has been doing so well that I want us to, I don't know, kind of analyze it. Because first thing first, most of her videos, her recent ones are a little different, I guess. There's a couple of them she's announcing something, but most of the ones that like that has gone viral, it is literally ASMR. It's like I don't know what it's about, but I guess it's just ASMR thing overall. When you hear someone opening the package or breaking something or I don't know, ripping off a Band-Aid, ripping something off. I feel like it maybe not necessarily has to do with food. In her case, it's to do with food, but it's ASMR. And I feel like ASMR is such a like universal language too. Like it doesn't have to be, because you're not speaking. So it can be broadcasted or it can be known to anyone who doesn't speak English either. So anyone who sees it, they're like, oh, I know what she is doing. So they don't have to understand you. So I feel like that's one thing. That's why she's definitely going very viral. I just feel like ASMR is just so satisfying. Even sometimes like Jeffree Star would be like opening the package of like PR box or whatever. I don't know, it just sounds so cool in a certain way. Or you're just like so soothing. Like maybe it's just me, but I feel like it's just so soothing. I feel like ASMR is like big for that reason, but you have to use it like very carefully. It's not just that ASMR. And other thing is I feel like it's food. And let's be real, I mean, food is a big thing. I feel like even like me, like I'm not a person who cooks a lot. Like I also have HelloFresh and stuff, but like I'm not a person like who cooks that much. Like I can cook simple stuff. And if you give a recipe, but if it is anything that's complicated, that's gonna take me over 2 hours, I'm not gonna do it. Like it's very complicated. But her stuff is like, yes, it's food, it's enticing because when you see food, I feel like regardless, you will be enticed. But sometimes I would see food that like chefs make on TikTok. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna watch it. Yeah, I wanna see the process, but most likely I'm not going to do it because it's like so complicated. Like, I mean, even though sometimes they try to simplify it, but it's still complicated to me. Like to a normal person who doesn't cook, it's complicated. So I wouldn't do it. But like Emily, like you should see her videos. It's so simple. I'm not talking about editing. It's just like the food is so simple. It's something that you can make at home. Like, I don't know, she preps her food and like even the one video, like the one that everyone has been trying, the salmon bowl. There's rice and like the Japanese mayonnaise and the ketchup, I think. Anyway, stuff like that, right? Like, it's nothing extraordinary. It's not, but it's so simple. And I am not sure exactly how it would taste, but I feel like in my head, I already have an idea. And a couple times I have also mixed mayo with ketchup. But this is Japanese mayo, so I'm not sure. But at the same time, I feel like not everyone would have Japanese mayo at their in their home. So I don't know. All I'm just trying to come at is like I feel like it would taste somewhat decent. Like it's not nothing extraordinary. She's even using microwave and stuff. She's not even cooking sometimes. Most of the time, I feel like she's essentially prepping food or cutting stuff. So it's very, very simple stuff. And I feel like there's also other things to it, too. I feel like I don't want to come, like, across judgmental. But there are other things, like, she's also pretty and skinny. I guess pretty, skinny. She just looks healthy. That's what I feel like the way what I'm trying to come at is like she looks healthy. So I feel like any person who's watching her be like, oh, okay, she looks, I mean, maybe not guys so much, I feel like. Maybe guys don't relate to that as much because most guys either they are trying to bulk or they are just trying to get abs and stuff. So maybe that would not relate with her. But I feel like most girls who are looking at her they're like, oh, she looks good. I mean, she looks skinny, she looks pretty, she looks healthy, so I want to look like her or stuff like that. Yeah, like she's very relatable, so obviously that's gonna be like, oh, okay, I want to try what she's making and what she's doing. So I feel like overall that's the you know concept. I mean, when you think about it, as much as we don't want to admit it, and I'm just gonna say it. I know it sucks, but we just don't want to admit it. Most of the time, us humans, we want to achieve things that someone else has, right? And we don't care how they achieved it and how they did it. Yeah, I'm talking about surgeries or plastic stuff or, again, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying that, like, you know, there are people who get maybe butt lift or is that called Brazilian butt lift or BBL. I don't know if it's the same thing. Again, I'm not good at this stuff. Or they get injections, they get fillers, stuff like that. Nothing wrong with that. But generally, when we see someone, you know, either their nose look good or their face looks good. Their face looks like, you know, their skin looks smooth or their body looks good and stuff like that. They're like, how'd you do it? Tell me your advice or whatever, right? Most of the time, people who got surgeries and stuff, they're not going to tell you, but they're going to try to sell you their stuff, you know? And you're obviously going to buy it because you're like, I want to look like that. I'm just saying in this case, I'm not sure. I don't know the deal with Emily, but you know, she looks decent. So people are going to be like, yeah, I want to look like her. So I'm going to try her food so I can be like her, you know. I feel like there's this always a trend and people are like, yeah, if it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, you can also look like me. Like, no, you won't. But, you know, psychology. We just want to believe that we might if you try the same thing. And again, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a nutritionist. But I feel like things work very differently for everyone, and it's just very hard to tell. I feel like that applies to everyone too, and that's why I never understand this thing that like when people buy something just because you said it, unless you give them advice based on what they are trying to tell you, but like don't just buy something because I'm wearing it and you think it's gonna look good on you, or don't just buy something that I'm eating because you think that that's going to help you get skinny. Like, no, that's not going to happen. I feel like I'm not trying to say like normal person would understand that. It's very hard to tell. Like, I'm not trying to say like the other people are not normal. It's not that, because sometimes I do want to do that. Like, and I have done that in the past, but I have seen that like, oh yeah, it looks good on them. But then I try it on for me. I'm like, oh, looks like shit. I'm sorry. It doesn't look good. Or when I try the food, I'm like, it's not good. Like the time that like we all knew this, like, again, I'm not trying to, like, I love Kardashians some days and some days I'm like, I don't get it. Like Kourtney was making this, you know, like really, really popular avocado smoothie or avocado, whatever. Yeah, it was avocado smoothie. I tried that like because I love avocados in general. And I was like, okay, this should be decent, right? I don't know. It tasted like baby food. Maybe not even baby food. It just tasted not good. It was not good. I also don't like honey overall. But I'm just saying, like, it wasn't like, oh my God, extraordinary. It was like, it was not it. It was like really not it. So I'm just saying that there are so many things that could be blow out of proportion on social media and also media overall. So I feel like we should just like sometimes step back and then don't just eat everything that they're putting out there. Like think more critically about, do you think that will work for you or you will like it? And same thing goes for everything. I'm not trying to just say it's food, it's drinks, and like it's clothing and like skincare. I feel like skincare is also one of the big ones. People are like, oh my God, yeah, like if it works for me, it works for you too. Like I can share my experience with you and, you know, you can just, you know, try it with a grain of salt, but don't think that it's going to give you the same results because everyone has different thing and different DNA. Like that's one thing I feel like we have to remember. Unless you are my exact twin, unless we are like doppelgangers somehow, there is no way that it's going to have the same effect on you because we are not the same. You have a different DNA. You have different thing. You have maybe dry skin. You have maybe oily skin. Like, I'm just saying, like, there's so many things that's different about you than that person that's not going to work. Like, Kylie's skin. Like, everyone thought, like, they're going to get skin like Kylie. Like, we all know it. That, like, she barely uses her products. And, like, most of the time, she's probably doing, like, plastic surgery or getting facials. You know, just little things that I want to mention that, like, I feel like it is harsh, but I feel like it's something that we should mention a lot more. We are not talking about it. It's because it's not popular or it's not gonna, I don't know, it's just not gonna sound great, I guess, on social media. But I feel like it's something that we should talk about a lot more because, I mean, it's the reality. Okay, so other thing I want to mention about the, you know, the entire concept that, like, Emily is doing is that, like, she's also, like, very smart about how she's doing this stuff. Like, instead of, you know, because there are people I have seen who create, like, content, like, when they are, you know, when they are going popular or, like, going viral, sometimes, like, they don't create content. They're like, oh, okay, it's going viral. Like, I don't know what to create. Like, the fame is getting to their head. They're like, oh my God, I'm scared. What if the other one doesn't do well? And stuff like that, right? She's very smart. Like, she keeps creating the content, like, more content over and over. And most of them are honestly, like, they're very similar content. Like, they're not, like, extraordinary. They're not, like, something super, super different. It's very similar content. Very, very similar. It's almost like replicas of each other. Like, but it's very predictable. And again, I have mentioned this, like, people love predictability. People just want to see the, not same shit, but they want to see the similar thing every single day. So that's how they can get used to it. And other thing is that, like, I think that's why also she's going more and more popular, and she's gonna actually make it as a, I don't know, full-time creator probably. It's because instead of, like, you know, just focusing on this time that, like, she's going viral and or getting all this fame, because people sometimes think, like, oh, if I'm going viral now and it's just gonna last forever, it's not going to. Like, nothing is ever gonna last forever, and that's why I'm gonna insert actually I don't know, Clubhouse here. Like, I'm gonna throw some shades to that, but what I'm just trying to say is that, like, you know, it's not gonna last forever. You have to understand that this is the momentum you have, and you have to take advantage of that, because if you don't, like, it's over. It's so hard to get that momentum back. Like, probability of you going viral again is almost zero. Like, that I'm just saying, like, because even if you become popular and even if you have millions of followers, like, probability of you going viral is seriously zero. Like, it's maybe like, okay, maybe 0.02 or 0.01%. Like, look at James Charles. I mean, look at Charlie, look at whatever, right? They are very famous and they have millions of followers, right? Do you think they are going viral? No. I mean, yeah, maybe there are some videos that their videos might get 1 million or whatever. I mean, look at Emily's videos. Some of them are getting even 10 million. Like, it's so crazy. Like, it's crazy views. I'm just saying, like, you're not gonna get this forever. And again, what I'm trying to come at is, like, she's very smart in this. She's starting her YouTube channel, or she's trying to direct people to YouTube so people subscribe to her YouTube channel. And she's also starting a newsletter so she can send stuff to her subscribers and followers, stuff like that. She's already building her audience outside of TikTok. And that's very smart because you cannot just put all your eggs in one basket. And it's important to grow that, you know, base, the fan base, whoever is going to be. So you can, you know, monetize that and get more out of it. Okay, now I'm going to connect this to Clubhouse. The reason I'm saying this is because, do you guys remember, like, back before, I guess, even like, I don't know, a couple months before, I guess, maybe 6 months before, I feel like Clubhouse was still popular, and like, maybe actually a year ago, I don't know. I feel like it was a popular place, you know, like people were talking about Clubhouse. It's like, it's this, it's that, like, you know, everyone was talking about Clubhouse. It's like popping place, right? I feel like nowadays, like, it's crickets. Like, what happened to Clubhouse? What is going on? I feel like there's definitely multiple things going on with the Clubhouse. Like, I feel like the time the Clubhouse was so popular, it was good opportunity for them to, like, take advantage of it and maybe introduce new features, or maybe bring more creators and, like, or do paid partnership or something so they can keep people in the platform, or they can bring other people in the platform, or maybe host live podcast recording and stuff like that. You know how Thriller is doing? I mean, like, that app is garbage, but they're always trying to get people into it. There's nothing unique about that app, or there's nothing in there. So I'm just saying, they had a big momentum. I feel like Clubhouse has a big momentum. Gary Vee was always talking about it and stuff like that, right? But I just feel like, I mean, unless I'm wrong, please correct me, I'm wrong, but there's not much going on. Like, yeah, what is up? Like, what's going on with Clubhouse? I feel like, I know there's a definitely big difference, is that, like, because people have to go to work now, well, most of them, or they are working and still, so they can't really, or they're going to the office and stuff like that. I feel like people are going back to real life. So I just feel like no one has time to just join the random chats on Clubhouse and listen to it for hours. Like, it's very difficult. And, like, let's be honest, like, I mean, it's very rare that, like, there are Clubhouse rooms that are, like, very nice, and, like, you can get some, I don't know, I mean, good feedback from it. But 90% of the time, you're not going to be, I don't know, like, finding a room that you're going to get a lot of info or feedback right away. It's gonna take a while. Maybe you will join in an hour, you're like, okay, I got something out of it at least, you know. Like, I feel like it's very difficult. So I'm just trying to say, like, I feel like it didn't work out, and I don't think actually it's gonna work out for a long time. Like, I don't think it's coming back yet. It did have a momentum at the time during the pandemic, and when people were bored and there was nothing to do. I feel like maybe it will pick up now. Things are, you know, I don't know, things are getting cold. People are gonna maybe stay home for a little bit because the weather is getting colder, days are getting shorter. Maybe people will come back to Clubhouse. But I feel like it will be, like, highly unlikely. What I'm just trying to say is, like, it lost its momentum. So I honestly don't think it's coming back. And I just wanted to compare it because I feel like it's something to mention, like, right? I feel like people were like, oh, Clubhouse is the future, Clubhouse is this, that. Like, I feel like podcast is definitely taking over that. Like, I feel like people would rather listen to podcasts with not just the script and everything, but, like, published podcasts versus, like, something just right in a moment and with no visual or anything like that, and, like, random people joining and stuff like that. I don't know. I just feel like I don't see that much potential in it right at the moment. I feel like it did have a potential at one point, but I feel like it lost its momentum, and I don't think it's coming back. I feel like it's not that exclusive place anymore. I feel like before it was very exclusive. You had to get invited to join and stuff like that, but I don't know. I feel like no one talks about it anymore, right? Like, I literally just saw someone was saying that, like, what happened to Clubhouse? And everyone was like, I think it's because, you know, like, everyone going back to work and stuff. So who's going to join the random chats and, like, talk about stuff? So, I mean, last thing I'm going to mention is, like, there was also bad aspects of the Clubhouse too, is that, like, I mean, yes, it was getting popular, but there was also so much shit on Clubhouse. Like, let's be very honest. There were people, like, literally saying whole, like, a lot of things, but a lot of, like, a lot of nothing. Like, it's more like, you know, like sometimes when you go to lectures or these like really, really cool conferences sometimes, then, and the thing is, there are people who are talking like a lot, like, you know, like a lot. Then at the end of the conversation, you're like, so like, what is the takeaway? What, like, what was the takeaway? And you're like, I don't know what's the takeaway. It's like, you know, they said a lot, but you don't know what you got from it. So I feel like that's some of the things that I actually got from Clubhouse. At least that was my experience. So I never see the potential of, you know, going big, especially because like, I feel like Twitter and Instagram, they were like starting their own rooms and the Clubhouse style, like the format. So I feel like it's very hard to bring that database and also compete with big giants like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. So I feel like I don't think it would have ever taken off, but I feel like it's just now lost its momentum and highly, highly unlikely that it's coming back. Anyway, so what I wanted to mention from this podcast, from this episode, is that like I feel like, you know, there's a reason why you can become popular and why you can go viral. But again, from even Emily's experience, we can see that that's not happening overnight. It's been dedicated work, like over and over, consistent work, then it's still, you know, it works. And there's a similar thing with podcasting as well. That's why I wanted to mention it too, is I feel like it's such a slow growth and it takes so much time, like it really does. But it's gonna get there at one point. It's just, you know, you have to keep pushing it and doing it. And actually also using the time. I think time is so, so important. When you have just a little bit of momentum, you have to use that for your advantage and direct people to the right places so you can keep that going. I feel like I have made a couple of mistakes with that when it comes to my company, I know, like with Merce & Co. And maybe I will talk about this in one of the episodes, but I know that I did, and not in actually on purpose, but it was more like, I think the time that I was getting momentum for my company, and it was during the pandemic, and I had so many issues when it comes to manufacturing, sampling, and getting the products out. And I think it affected the so many ways that like people trusted in my business, then they waited for so long to get it. And maybe they lost their faith or they don't want to do business anymore, which is totally cool, right? Like, I totally get that. But I'm just using this as an example for the Clubhouse too. It's like, I feel like when you have the momentum, you have to do your best to provide the best experience as possible or use that for your advantage so people stick around, because otherwise they leave and it's very highly unlikely that they will come back. And I just wanted to use it as an example. And I'm not saying that the Clubhouse is a failure or, you know, anything else that like a failure, but I'm just saying that more like these are some of the experiences that you will go through, because just like anything in life, you know, like even when you have a momentum, that momentum is going to go down. So it's like ups and downs. It's never like, you know, steady growth. It's not like all the way up a trajectory. So that's why you have to think about all the time when things are going well, you know, try to use that for your advantage so that, you know, when you look back, you're like, well, I actually just took my time and did it. Because there's a time that like also when you have that advantage and things might not work out for you, and that is totally fine. But at least I feel like you could say that like you have tried your best and, you know, you tried to take advantage. Because I feel like at least with Emily and everything, you know, they're almost like now diehard fans of like who wants to make salmon and rice. It's like they have never heard of this food combination before. But I'm just saying that there's going to be people who want to subscribe to our YouTube channel and stuff like that. But there's also going to be people who don't want to do anything with that. I'm just saying. But she can at least control some of that and use her advantage. You know, when her, I don't know, this popularity or going viral is going to slow down, and she can use that for her future. So that's the takeaway. All right, guys. So that was the episode for today. I hope you guys like this episode. If you do, please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast. And I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye, guys.